Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. You've made it, friend. We've walked the long road of Psalm 130, and here we are at the destination. I hope you're feeling more and more of the presence of Jesus. Today, we'll discover the beauty of Psalm 130, verse 8. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Imagine for a moment that you're a Jewish pilgrim who has just journeyed to Jerusalem for Passover. You've arrived with the other travelers, dusty, joyful, singing your final song of ascent. Before you stands the Golden Gate, the eastern gate of the city wall. The morning light bounces off its stones and your heart beats with awe. You've been climbing towards this moment the whole journey. Now here's something amazing. You can still see that gate today. That's right. Now it's sealed shut. No one walks through it anymore, and that's on purpose. It's not out of restoration or preservation. It's out of reverence for Jesus Christ that it remains closed. You see, Scripture tells us this was the very gate where he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey on Palm Sunday. The beginning of the week of mercy, he himself would offer redemption to the world. Today, they called that sealed up gate the Mercy Gate. And isn't it fitting that it's sealed? Because today, Jesus is our Mercy Gate. He's the only way in, the only path to forgiveness and peace, the only way to the presence of God. And he really does change things for us. Psalm 130 began in the depths of despair. Remember verse 1? Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. The psalmist was overwhelmed by sin, gasping for air. But look where the song ends, with confidence. Not in his own goodness, of course, not in his effort or penance, but in the Lord himself. He himself will redeem Israel. That's the story arc of the gospel right here in a single psalm, from guilt to grace. When you stand before that sealed gate, it preaches a silent sermon. The way to mercy has been made and it's finished. You don't need to batter the walls or earn your way through. The one who entered through that gate on a donkey walked the path of redemption for you. He himself did it. As you walk today, picture that closed gate in Jerusalem. Let it remind you, God has sealed your salvation. The same Lord who redeemed Israel from their sins has redeemed you from yours. Join me tomorrow for one last day and an important challenge. Until then, if you've enjoyed this podcast but didn't take the deep dive into the Scripture Memory Guide, it's available. For a donation of $25 or more, we'll send you Forgiven and Free plus Scripture Memory Cards to go with it. Happy walking, friend.